Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, August 22nd, and we're back. Beautiful morning, Danny.
Yep.
It's not as overcast as it has been, but
nope.
Probably means it'll get hotter again today.
Yeah, I got that vibe.
Yeah.
It's already kind of hot.
But the forecast said it'd be pretty much the same as yesterday, so we'll see.
Yesterday was hot.
Was it really?
Yeah.
No, it was beautiful yesterday.
No, yesterday was blazing.
Just a beautiful day.
It was
nice
out.
Maybe for a couple hours, maybe.
But it was hot.
Mm. The morning had a nice cool breeze. The evening had nice cool breeze, you know, so I'll take that. How are you doing this morning?
I'm the same.
The same?
Mm-hmm.
No changes?
No.
Okay, then we can go home. Nothing to talk about.
No changes.
Yeah. A friend of mine sent me a messenger message this morning saying this guy is trying to be you. And I'm looking on the thing, and sure enough, there's a profile with all my pictures on there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. People are so weird.
So I reported that. That's not the first time, you know?
Yeah, people catfish. They just find one page whose pictures are, like, more often than not public.
Right.
And they're like, okay, this will be easy to pretend to be him.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I'm handsome, you know? People want to... I mean, the thing is that one time a woman contacted me out of nowhere on Facebook, and she said somebody's pretending to be you on a dating site, on a Christian dating site, and had all my pictures. So she Googled the pictures. She found me on Facebook, and she says, you know, so she sent me like screenshots and stuff, and sure enough, using my pictures on a dating site. Now, what's the point there?
Yeah, I don't, because people are serial killers.
Yeah.
They're going to lure that person to dinner and then kill her ass. That's what's happening there. And you asked me why I don't do dating sites. That's why.
Well, I'm flattered my pictures have been used, but not for the wrong reason. So I reported it to Facebook. Let's see if they'll take it down.
Yeah, they won't.
No?
I can't even tell you how many fake pages I have, and they're just still there, and I've reported all of them.
Really?
I'm like, really? You guys are doing such a great job.
Yeah.
Such a good job.
Well, it's all machines do this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even care.
No.
But they said, they're saying here that Facebook just took down 650 pages after finding this information, so like fake news that they believe is spread by Iran and Russia and shit like that. Accounts on Facebook.
I have no
bad.
Clue.
Pretty bad. Yeah.
Facebook needs to get their shit together.
I know.
And they're trying to do those like new commercials where they're promising like a better Facebook. And I'm like, no.
Really?
Yeah.
They're
literally doing commercials now because everyone's complaining.
Yeah.
Like you can't even log on to Facebook for a split second without seeing someone's like head getting chopped off.
Right.
Like the videos are getting out of control.
They are, you know, and all the stuff that people say, a lot of hatred and anger.
And it's just allowed.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I'm like, that shouldn't be allowed on a site where there's children.
Not only children, but I mean, let's say there's no children in your account or in your circle, but that's not the point. The point is people don't want to see this shit.
Yeah.
I don't see animals getting tortured.
Yeah, me neither. And it's like you go on and there's a dog being skinned. I'm like, why is this video allowed?
Why do I need to see this?
Yeah, it's crazy.
No, that's true, you know, but it just shows you how do you control 2 billion people, you know? It's
hard.
You
can't, yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
You know, so things get by. But the interesting thing is you try and put a song, copyrighted song on there and see how quickly they'll take it down.
Yeah.
You know?
Same with Instagram. I'm like, okay, right. So you can have a video of a dog getting killed in China for dinner, but...
But I can't play like Michael
But I can't
Jackson.
Play music in the background of my video.
Right.
That clearly I'm not stealing. I'm just dancing to it. Like, are you joking?
Yeah. Who's trying to sell this anyway or make money on it? And so when we had a Facebook Live here last week, a musical show... they played a couple songs and Facebook said, no, you can't have this up. So they mute the audio part for that,
right.
For that part of the show.
Yeah.
So I fought this and I said, not only do we have license from the agencies to play music, but also the guest on the show was a producer of the song.
Right.
So they relented and gave us back the video.
Shocker.
So, yeah, so sometimes you can fight it, but the point is look how quickly they pick up those things, you
mm-hmm.
know? I mean, they have all these algorithms and computers that pick up all this shit like in seconds.
Yeah.
You know? To me, like something like Google is not so much how it can find for us, because I can understand indexing and everything, but how fast it it delivers the results.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on. That's like unfucking, I can't even comprehend it.
But then when you report something, it takes weeks or months or right. years.
Yeah. But I mean, and everything you ever want to find, you'll find on the internet.
Just, yeah.
Just put it
but
into
I don't know
Google.
If it's necessarily true. What? Like if you type in something, WebMD pops up, but I don't think necessarily WebMD is like.
Yeah.
I used to like, that used to be my downfall right there.
Why?
Checking WebMD.
Why is that?
Because I'm hypochondriac and I would type in like headache and it'd be like the worst possible reasons you could have a headache. And that's why I went to the doctors 37 times in 1 year.
Wow. Are you still like that?
Well, not out here. If yeah. I was in Massachusetts, I'd still be going to the doctors all the time.
Wow.
I just don't really like the vibe out here. Doctors are different on the East Coast.
Wow, wow. So, yeah, I mean, you got a certain syndrome there. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah. And then someone tried to argue with me the other day that I wasn't a hypochondriac because, like, I wouldn't even be able to leave the house. I'm like, yeah. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't have OCD. I'm a hypochondriac.
Right. So you're afraid of everything, of every little illness or bug or something?
Not necessarily that. Like, I don't wake up and, like, say, oh, I'm dying of this today. It's when right. I feel different.
Right.
I'm like, I assume the worst.
Oh, so you find, like, reasons for it.
Yeah. Like, the a couple weeks ago when my breast hurt,
uh-huh.
I was like, this is it. This is my downfall. This is it. This is how I'm going out. And then I went to the doctor. She's like, you pulled a muscle at the gym.
Really?
I was like, okay, thanks. See you in a couple weeks. So I'm a hypochondriac in that sense. Not like I wake up every day and I'm like, today is it. I right. have this, this, and this.
Right.
I have to have like some type of pain or ache yeah. or headache.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, sounds good to me. What can I tell you? You know?
I know.
It's funny, but it's not, you know, I mean, it's sort of an obsession.
110%.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to wonder why it happens to you back home and not here.
No, I mean, I have my moments here. I just choose not to go to the doctor.
Oh.
Back home, my primary care is in a walk-in.
Right.
And it's literally 30 seconds away from my house. I could yeah. walk there if I really wanted to.
Okay.
So it was just easy for me convenient. To be like, oh, I'm going. And they're open till like 8 p.m. I'm like, this is amazing. Out here, it's like, I don't know who to go to. I don't know who to pick for my primary care. I don't know who takes my insurance. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah. But it's actually not funny, you know. I mean, when you're stuck in that kind of a
mindset.
Circle, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of right. torturous.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Like, there was one time I sucked this guy's dick.
Uh-huh.
And literally 24 hours later, I was like, I have herpes. I'm going to the doctor's. And I went to the doctor. She's like, no, you don't. And first of all, I wouldn't even be able to tell you because this happened last night. I'm right. like, well, I need to know. Well,
that's gross. Sucking a dick and then thinking you have something.
Well, it's just because I regretted it. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
I was like thinking the absolute worst outcome of what this could do
right.
to my future. And right. I just went to the doctors as if she was going to give me answers right on the spot.
Yeah.
She's like, no.
Was it at least circumcised, the dick you
yeah,
saw?
It was.
Was it?
He was a piece of shit, though.
Do you like uncircumcised ones?
I don't really care, to be honest.
No, you like
it's just uncircumcised is dirtier. Because yeah, I don't right? know how often guys are pulling back their skin to clean. Ooh.
Right. You see, that's the skin.
Oh,
that's
my God.
The thing.
So fucking gross.
Gross part.
Yeah.
What so do they gross. Call that stuff? Smegma or something? The cheese that builds on there.
Ew! I don't know. I've never seen it or even heard of that.
I know. I've heard of it. Never seen it because I'm circumcised. But
ew!
Yeah.
I've only hooked up with two people that were uncircumcised.
No, it's pretty... It's you know. But it seems like it used to be most people were not, and now it seems like most people are.
Circumcised.
Circumcised.
I
right?
feel like... I mean, maybe it was a back in the day, but I feel like any guy I've ever hooked up with has been circumcised. And yeah. I don't think, like, even in high school when people would, like, joke around, we'd talk about it at parties and stuff, I don't think anyone was not.
Right.
I think it's more of a thing where parents are just getting their son's penises snipped.
Right, right. I just wonder, you know, about the, I mean, in the Bible, they show you why it started, but the bottom line is that who thought about this?
I don't
you
know.
Yeah.
Ugh, the whole concept. Poor yeah. babies.
But I don't know. They teach us that this was sort of like, well, it's for the covenant of God with Abraham, whatever. So he told
them to be circumcised or uncircumcised?
Yeah, to be circumcised.
Oh, okay.
That's why
they
started this whole thing. So it started from a religious thing.
But then some people are religious and don't want to get circumcised.
Right.
So I'm like, which one is it?
No, but not Jewish ones. Jewish ones all do.
Oh.
But no, because it's not a requirement in the Christian faith.
Mm.
Yeah. In Judaism it is. So that's pretty much where it came from. And I don't know why it is. You sort of like have to mark yourself in a way that's permanent, maybe to let the rest of the world know you're Jewish or whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. I don't know. Or to remind you every time you pull out your dick, you remember the covenant with God, I guess. You know?
Okay.
What a thing to
Interesting.
Do. I know. But you know how barbaric it is to watch them do this? A rabbi does this?
No, I mean, that's not really, unless I have a son, I have no interest in seeing somebody get circumcised.
Yeah, and in Judaism, it's a ritual. But, you know, in Christianity, most people just do it in the hospital.
Yeah, in the hospital, yeah. Right, Marcellus did it. Originally, Gabby and her baby daddy had an argument, and her baby daddy was like, I don't want him to be circumcised.
Right.
So they didn't do it. And she waited till he was like one or two.
No. You shitting me.
Mm.
How terrible.
Yeah. He had to have like a full blown surgery.
I know. What a poor kid. Yeah. Why did she do that? God.
Aw, poor Marcelli.
That's
poor kid.
Terrible. Yeah. I mean, they do it when they're a baby because they don't understand.
Yeah, they don't
anything.
Understand. But he had to be like sedated.
Oh my God.
He was in the hospital for the night.
And he's like, what have they done to my dick?
And it's just so frustrating because we all told her, I'm like, just do it now.
Yeah.
Like, your baby daddy's opinion is going to be completely irrelevant 5 minutes from now, which it was. And then she ended up doing it later. And our whole family was just like shaking our heads.
Really?
At her, yeah. Indeed.
That's crazy. How would you go through with it if everybody else told her not to? That's pretty weird, right?
Because she's very influential. She's very influenced by guys she's dating.
Oh. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That sucks. Oh, wow.
It is.
That's pretty bad. Did we talk about the top-selling album in history? We did, right?
No.
Yesterday, no? It used to be Thriller, of course, Michael Jackson's Thriller. But
that wasn't an album, that was a single, right?
No, it was an album. Thriller was an album, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So, remember the song Thriller came out of it, Billie Jean.
Yeah.
Beat It.
Yeah, Beat It, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
all
yeah.
these.
I have all those.
Yeah.
I have all those.
So those were all in Thriller, but now there's a new one, and that's the Eagles. With their greatest hits album. In fact, I remember that. That's probably from like 1976 or something because it coincided with when I came to America.
I don't even know who the Eagles are.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm going to play you a couple of their songs. You got to know who the
I'm
Eagles
so
are.
I'm so excited.
I know.
Do you sense that sarcasm?
Yeah. One of these nights. You don't know this song. You got to be shitting me.
Mm-mm.
Listen to it for a second. How can you not like this song? This
is I've never even heard of it.
This is one of my all-time favorite. What about Hotel California? Have you heard that
No.
song? Really?
No.
I got to play that for you. Because you got to know some of these songs. I mean, this is ridiculous, you know? You can't like let on that you don't know this stuff. It's like one of the most famous openings ever. Let me fast forward a little bit. Cool wind in my hair. You don't know this one. Rising up through the air. You don't know it? Okay. How about, I'm trying to think which ones are even more like famous. I don't know, like Take It Easy or something, Lying Eyes.
No, I have
you
no
don't
clue.
Okay, so I'm not going to bother you with it anymore. But I just wanted to congratulate them because they're definitely one of my favorites. And what I do remember is when I came here to visit a year before I moved here to America. So that would have been 1975, the song One of These Nights that I just played for you came out. I wasn't driving or anything, so I would just hear songs on the radio
right.
when we would be in a rental car or a taxi or something. And I would hear the song all the time, but I didn't know who sang it. So I'm going into a record store, broken English, trying to hum the song and probably totally fucking it up. The guy's like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I was bummed out because I couldn't buy the record at the time because I didn't know who it was.
Right.
And I didn't know the name of the song either. So I went back to Israel without getting this. I got some other records that I wanted. You can imagine when I lived in Israel back then and you'd bring something from America before it actually was released in Israel.
Right.
You were like a hero, you know? I mean, I'm telling you, it's like the fascination with America was unbelievable at the time when I was a kid. And so the song arrived later in the year in Israel, and then I finally knew who it was and everything.
Right.
But, and I could buy the record and listen to it a million fucking times.
Yeah, no, not my type of music
not
anyway.
Not your type, you see?
So we
should not even go to the same parties because the music would be
horrible.
Yeah.
You know? I would have all ratchet music probably.
I know.
I do like country and stuff every once in a while.
Yeah.
But I like pop country.
Yeah. Well, that's what the Eagles are. They're like country rock, sort of. Some of the songs sound more like country. Yeah.
Oh, I think my package got stolen.
What package is that?
Oh,
why, does
God.
It say it was delivered and you don't have it?
Yeah, I'm about to have like an anxiety attack.
Okay, well,
ass.
Maybe now is not the time to do that, my dear. Maybe you can wait a little bit, push it to the back of your mind.
No, definitely not. It's in the front. It's in the front forest.
So what are we going to do? Talk about it the rest of the show.
No.
Okay, so don't be bummed out. What? Okay, tell me, explain the situation. How do you know it may have been stolen?
It says delivered on Monday.
Now
Wednesday. It definitely never got a package.
Okay, so you call the shipper and you say, look, it's never delivered.
This is like three times in this apartment building I've had issues with mail.
Now, what about, do they have an office there? Maybe leave it at the office like everybody else does?
No.
Rather than leave it by the
there's
door?
There's no office.
No office.
No, there's like in the lobby, there's like cubbies.
Okay.
And everyone has like a small cubby. And then when you get a package, they leave like the key for the bigger cubbies in there.
Right.
And you can open like the bigger cubby and pick up your package.
Right.
Then.
So they haven't done that.
Mm-mm.
Why would he leave the package outside when they have those cubbies there?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes they go straight to your door though and they leave it right outside your door.
Right. So now who's the shipper?
DHL.
DHL?
Which is the same providers that broke my mirrors.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you
I told you that I got the mirror back, right?
Yeah.
I went and got the glass fixed.
Oh, you did?
So I got the glass fixed because DHL said they'd cover it. Now they're saying they won't.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I'm like, yeah, they're a joke. Nobody used DHL.
Yeah.
Because FedEx or UPS would already have handled this by now.
I don't think anybody uses fucking DHL.
Yeah.
What is it, like an international package?
It is. Yeah. That's why. Yeah. So I went to the shop and they fixed the mirror. Brand new glass, brought it home. My friend came over and finished mounting it, and they broke the wiring.
Oh, no.
Because it's a Hollywood vanity mirror, so
right.
It's surrounded by lights. So when they fixed the mirror, they broke the wiring.
Really?
So I had like a meltdown yesterday, and I brought it back in. And 10 minutes after I brought it back in, he's like, yeah, it's our fault. We pulled the wiring too far back.
Oh.
We fixed it, though. You can come pick it back up.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, can I get a discount on the other mirror then? Because I have a second one that's working.
But they fixed it.
I know.
Yeah,
it's just a hassle, though. The mirror's literally
exactly.
1,000 pounds.
You have to make another trip and all that stuff. Yeah.
And my friend has to carry it to and from because it's literally a huge mirror.
It's heavy.
Yeah, yeah. I can't even help him. I'm like,
are you serious?
I just watch him. I'm like,
wow.
Thank you.
So this is like a full body mirror?
Yeah, full length. Mm-hmm. I think it's 73 inches long.
Wow, that's a big fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I guess you need it.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? But, you should contact DHL, obviously, and say, I never got the package. What is this? You know, why do you guys leave it like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But do you live in an apartment? Maybe put like a camera outside or something.
I've already asked them 1,000 times. They're like, why does this? It's a brand new building. You
right.
would think in a brand new building, they would have cameras at the forefront in the back of the garage.
Right.
In the lobby.
Right.
Like
right.
anything could happen.
That's true. So they don't have any?
No. And we're located in West Hollywood too. And like there's always bums and stuff walking up and down our
yeah,
street.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, this is just ridiculous. Yeah. Like, you should at least have one in the lobby, one, maybe two in the garage.
Right.
Because the garage is always open. I don't know how. I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah, that's how people get in.
Yeah.
All these transients.
Mm-hmm. What's a transient?
Like someone that moves around a lot.
Oh, like a gypsy?
Yeah, like some, like those homeless, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Hawaii can't seem to get a break.
What do you mean?
They have a hurricane stage category 4 heading for Hawaii. This is, you know, after the volcano. And then they had all these floods and shit in Kauai when I wanted to go a couple months ago. So, yeah, it's getting kind of iffy when you go to Hawaii for vacation right now. Maybe it's not a good season. I don't know.
Yeah, but you wanted to go months ago, so that was a completely different season.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but you see, when you're like in the tropics, the seasons don't change that much.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Oh, I love Hawaii so much.
Yeah, I know. I know. But, you know, what is that? That's my phone talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your phone saying, stop talking about Hawaii.
Yeah, because I think it's like it's got that Hey Google thing on my phone, too.
Which is weird, because Apple phones have that.
Well, yeah.
But it's Siri.
Hey Siri, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So these have Hey Google.
Everybody always bites off everybody else. Why is that? Like Bumble bit off Tinder.
Yeah, because it's easier to copy than to innovate. You know,
Twitter didn't really bite off everybody, but they tried to. I mean, I liked Instagram better when the owner of Twitter had it.
Yeah.
And then he sold it to Facebook. Obviously, right. He was like, yo, I'm going to take this $1 billion. I'm going to let you have that. I would do it, too. I would have sold it.
Yeah.
Because Twitter's not as popular as it used to be.
I know, but you still don't want to sell whatever the fuck you have.
Yeah.
Who would sell something like that? But it's a public company now, so it doesn't mean you can't really sell it. He already has, in a way, by making it a public company.
Okay, I apologize. It says package is getting delivered today.
Oh, excuse me. So we just wasted fucking 10 minutes of this bullshit because you're reading your phone when you're supposed to be doing the show.
Oh, I'm giving us something to talk about.
Yeah, I know. Well,
I'm stressed about clothes I'm not even going to wear to events, except I do have an event tonight and I do have an event tomorrow.
You have events. Mm-hmm. Important person you are.
I know. I feel like I haven't been doing much lately, though.
I never go to events. Nobody ever invites me, and yet you find all of them.
Not all of them.
Well, some.
Some of them. Okay. Some of them I get lucky enough to get invited to.
Well, maybe because you're in the market for events, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really look for them.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to go to an event or something.
It's fun.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm planning on going to San Diego. I just don't know when.
Such a long drive.
Yeah, but I don't mind it. You know, I like those road trips, but except this is like a shitty road trip because you drive in traffic all the time.
Not if you leave at 11 p.m. at night.
I know. No, I don't drive at that time. I want to enjoy what I'm seeing, the scenery, you know, when you drive at night.
So then leave early on the way back.
At night, it's just to drive to get there.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy the drive there. So that's why instead of taking the freeway, I'm just going to take the coast. And it's beautiful. You know, you go through all the coastal cities.
But doesn't that make the trip like 3 hours longer?
Probably, but who cares?
Because I was looking at that when I was going to go. And, okay, right. So originally it said, like, when I waited till 11 p.m., it said 2 hours. But then if I wanted to take the back roads, like, via the coast, it was like 5. I'm like,
well, of course, yeah.
No.
But listen, if I leave in the morning, what's my hurry? I'll get there whenever I fucking get there, you know? It doesn't matter.
I can't. After driving across the country, I'm just scarred for life for being in my car for a long period of time.
Yeah. See, I enjoy being in the car. I'm going to find, even if there's a longer road.
You know where I do want to go, though? I want to go to Arizona.
Yeah, well, you should.
But I want to go on like a weekend where they have the boats. But I need somebody who has a boat so I can go on one.
Yeah, exactly. But if you just go, you'll probably find some people that have one.
Right.
But yeah, you need to find someone who has a boat. And that's Lake Havasu that you want to go to.
Yeah. I went there when I was filming Bad Girls Club.
Oh, really?
We went on a weekend where it was like nobody was there.
Right.
We were like literally the only boat.
Right.
I was like, this is not...
Yeah.
This is not the hype. Yeah. But they had cute little bars and like these huge drinks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, the hotel on the beach is called Nautical, and that's the one I stayed at.
We stayed out. Yeah, I think that's where we stayed too. But they look like suites.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look like almost like little like condos.
But it's older inside.
Oh,
yeah.
No. We stayed at like a new, like a modern day, like it was right on the beach and the rooms were humongous. Plus, we had a kitchen and a living room.
Kitchen and living
and
room.
And you walked right off the patio. We had a patio in the back.
I don't know what hotel you were in. You know
I
what
can't
I think?
So far ago.
I'm wondering if it's not the same hotel, but they have apartments there. And maybe you, maybe that's what you went into. Maybe somebody rented the apartment out.
No, it was definitely a hotel.
Okay, there's only one hotel on the water. That's the Nautical. And that's the one I stayed at. And the rooms are definitely not new.
Okay, yeah.
They're
that's,
like fucking outdated completely.
So is it like a cul-de-sac where there's a bunch of other hotels?
No.
Yeah, no. This is like we had to drive around a cul-de-sac and we drove past like four different hotels.
Oh, okay.
And then there was ours. And there was a pool.
Yeah, well... Was the pool, did it have like a...
It had the swim-up bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
yeah.
could like swim up and be like, let me get a pina colada while you're in the water.
Oh, so that's not the one.
Okay, no.
Okay.
Yeah, no. It's like, no.
I thought there was only one. I don't know what the fuck do I know. That's what people told me.
When's the last time you went?
Remember, I went 2 months ago, 3 months
okay,
ago.
Okay, but and that's the hotel you stayed at?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, no.
Twice I went there because I went to Arizona. I went to Lake Havasu. Then I went to Phoenix. Then I went to Sedona. And then I came back to Phoenix, and then I thought, you know what? Let me stop for another night at Lake Havasu, and that was my trip. You totally don't remember.
No, I remember you taking a trip. I just didn't remember the actual logistics of what you were doing.
Right, yeah. Right. Now you do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember there was, like, no smoking on the beach, and you were upset about it.
Where?
In Arizona.
No smoking on the beach?
Yeah.
No,
like, you stopped at, like, a beach?
No.
What place am I thinking of then? You stopped somewhere and there was like no smoking signs at like the beach. And you're like, what the fuck? I'm outside. You were like upset about it.
Oh, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember. Oh, but that was something else, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, it was one of your trips.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know which one, but you were upset.
Yeah. But God, it was hot. You should wait till it's a little cooler in Arizona. But
when does it get
but
cooler?
But actually, the heat is part of the experience.
Yeah, I mean, know? I don't want to go when it's like I have to wear a sweater.
Right.
I want to go when I'm like laying out my bikini.
No, but something like it is here now.
Yeah.
That would be nice, you know?
Yeah. I need someone to travel with.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the heat is part of the fucking trip. But yeah, maybe you can look up on your favorite place on Craigslist for... trip partner or something.
No, absolutely not.
Don't they have meetups and things like that?
I have no clue. Yeah, but they're trying to like... So there's a thing called Backpage.
Yeah.
But the owner actually just got arrested.
Yeah, for like
prostitution.
Doing all the sex stuff.
Yeah. I'm like, hello. Someone leaked my number on Backpage.
Really?
Yeah.
People called you?
It was like... It happened like 6 months ago, but people were like texting me like, hey, what time do you want to meet up?
Well,
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Somebody was trying to get at you. Yeah.
It's got to be somebody I know because not that many people know my number.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, how does it just come up like that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Pieces of shit.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Don't fucking trust anybody.
No,
man.
Definitely not. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I know.
So tonight I'm going to an event for the show Power. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
A 50 Cent show?
No, never heard of
it. It's like one of the biggest shows on Stars right now. They're having like a party. I don't really know the logistics about it. I just know as soon as it said Power, I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow is like a cosmetic line is having one of those, you know, every time they release a new line, they have one of those soirees where they hire like a circus theme or a Bollywood
theme. Obviously you must be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's.
Go with our blessing.
And then I'll probably stay in Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, wow. Well, pretty good. What can I tell you? So, God, so much fucking happening in the news. Have you even been following all the politics?
Nope.
I know. It's just too much for me, man. I just read the headlines and I shake my head and move on. I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's too big for me. You
That's
know?
The only thing you can do.
Yeah. It's all these politics, man. There's so much power going on there that we're like little minions, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I think being in that lifestyle is like being on another planet almost.
Yeah,
like even being a politician's wife, I feel like that's a lot of work. Like you're signing up for a job.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I could do that.
But maybe some people do that because they're good at it and they want to do it, you know, be like public servants.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe some
do. And I agree, you know, that some people are born to be a politician's wife. Right. I, however, am not.
Yeah.
And if I ever like went on a blind date and he's like, yeah, I'm in Congress or something, I'd be like, it was nice to meet you.
Yeah, see you later.
Have a good life.
Yeah.
We are not going to work.
Even if you have a nice dick.
Yeah, no.
I'll find another one.
No, and usually politicians are cheaters, so.
Yeah, that's true, huh?
Because they're always on the road.
Yeah.
And they can get away with murder, literally.
Right.
I've watched too much Scandal.
And they have a lot of power, too.
Yeah. I mean, did you ever watch Scandal?
No.
Yeah. After you watch Scandal or How to Get Away with Murder, yeah. Ain't nobody, I'm never having sex with a cop, a politician, a businessman who owns half of a city. I'm not doing it.
You don't want a lot of power around
you,
huh?
No.
Wow. But you could wield some power based on that.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't mind dating a guy who had power. I don't want a guy who has power that can bury shit.
Yeah.
That can make shit happen, make shit seem like it never happened.
Yeah.
Or like that type of scary power.
Right.
That's why I won't date a politician.
Okay. All right.
There's been so many shows about it, and it has to be based on some type of facts. Like Alias.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that?
Was that with Jennifer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever watch that?
Maybe one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she was a CIA agent.
Right.
And then they wanted her to like not be a CIA agent anymore. Right. So they like killed her husband and her kids. And
wow.
And then she went rogue. And then the whole show was based on her taking down everybody who like ruined her life.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. Okay. Jennifer Garner, right?
Yeah. She's a bad little bitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's cute, man. Mm-hmm. So she was with Ben Affleck.
Yeah, and then he got caught cheating, and she said, "Get the fuck out."
Yeah, huh?
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
And now he's like still doing his own thing. He's been seen with like multiple women.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't he?
I don't find him attractive.
But he's Ben Affleck.
I don't care. You know? Like he could be at a bar and be like, "Yo, I want to take you home," and I'd say, "Thank you, but no."
Bullshit. If it's Ben Affleck, you would.
I do not find him attractive and don't want to see him
naked. It doesn't matter, but he's famous and he's rich and you'd want to be there.
No, I wouldn't, because what am I going to get after you fuck me one night? I'm going to get nothing.
You'll get to tell the story.
Nope. I'd rather tell the story of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah,
now, I know you guys are friends.
No, but if you're not there, if he's not there and this guy's there, come on. I don't know. You'd put women in a room. Would one of them even refuse to have sex with Ben Affleck? Even if they're married.
Me. Yeah. I'd be that one person, and then he'd probably never forget me, because I'm the one person.
Yeah, and then he'd want you, because he couldn't get it.
You know what's funny is I've met rappers, I've met like TV stars, I've met Instagram famous people, but I've never actually met like an A-list actor or actress.
Right.
I've never even like crossed paths with them.
Well, maybe most people will not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I need to start going to some other events, huh?
Right. You see, they have to hang out with people in their own status and stuff.
Yeah.
Their own career, because how can you handle, let's say you're married to Ryan Reynolds and you see him fucking these chicks on screen, right? And you're like, you know, they're working very closely together. How can you not
have
jealous?
Feelings? Yeah.
You know,
because that's what happened with Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Oh, really?
They did Mr. and Mrs. Smith when he was married to Jennifer Aniston.
Right.
And then he ended up cheating.
Right, right. So that's true. And I think it happened more than once.
Yeah.
In Hollywood.
Yeah, 110%. Yeah.
So, I mean, how can you not? You know, imagine you're with a guy that's attractive. He's Ryan Reynolds. Okay,
right.
For crying out loud. And you guys have love scenes and sex. And even without the sex scenes.
Right, it's still emotional.
You're together all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Even practicing lines, going over lines.
Yeah, yeah, it's very easy. So that's
and not only
what I'm
that.
Saying. If your partner does the same thing, then it's okay. You know?
But isn't it kind of weird if two actors get together and their profession is to lie on camera?
Yeah.
Basically, if you ever like have to get out of a white lie, all you got to do is like crack into like your acting skills.
Yeah. So then you can do that and get approval for it? Is that what you're
saying?
No,
I'm saying like say you're dating an actor.
Right.
And like you confront him about him cheating on you.
Right.
All he's got to do is tap into his acting skills
to
completely convince you that he's not cheating, even though he is.
Well, the truth will come out
eventually,
you know.
Yeah.
One thing about the truth is you don't have to remember anything.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
What that means is when you lie, you have to remember the lies you said and to whom.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
But when you tell the truth, there's only one.
Yeah.
There's only one.
And I always say that to people. I'm like, because I've caught like so many people in lies. And I'm like, yo, you literally couldn't even keep up with the lie you told a week ago.
Right.
Like, you can't even remember what you told me.
Right.
Therefore, you're telling me something different, which proves for a fact that you're lying. I'm like, you could have just told the truth and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't understand that, like, even if you're in a relationship and say, God forbid, something happens and your husband cheats on you, I would have more respect for him if he bossed up and manned up and told me I fucked up.
Right.
As opposed to beating around the bush and then looking into my eyes and telling me something that was not the truth. Because now for the rest of my life, I'm going to think you're a liar. As opposed if you just came up to me immediately and said, hey, I fucked up. Because then I'm going to say, at least he's got some integrity.
Right.
To tell me.
Right, yeah. But, yeah.
Even if, like, you have a kid who, like, scratched the car or bumped the car. Like, I think back in the day when Gabby crashed my car and she tried to blame it on, like, it being parked. And then, like, it wasn't until she was, like, 25. She, like, we had a family party. She's like, I crashed the car that one time.
Oh my God.
Why wouldn't you just say it at the time?
Yeah. Well, you never know. You got to be in that situation and you go, well, I don't want to hurt a feeling, or I don't want to seem crazy or stupid or careless, whatever, you know? I mean, people have a million reasons to lie. But, yeah, when it's someone close to you, come on, you don't even think about it.
Right.
You know?
I do think about it.
About lying to people?
Mm. No. About people lying to me all the time. Yeah. I feel like I can tell almost.
Yeah. What I mean is that, In my immediate circle, I never even think of lying, you know?
Oh, me neither.
Yeah.
Like, if, I mean, it's not in my nature to lie anyway, because I feel like people can tell when I'm lying.
Right.
I just try to, my facial expressions really give away a lot. Other people can have like a stone cold face on, but I can like read them. Like, I'd be able to tell by their body language. I'm like, she's full of fucking shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But some of the things they say, you know, it's like you go, what the fuck? You think I'm stupid?
Yeah, right. You know? Yeah, like, do you really think I believe you? Honestly, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Well, in this profession, you meet all kinds of people, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You really do, you know? And people that are late, and I've mentioned that
before. Always bring that up.
Right, but it's because it keeps happening, and I'm like, why? Why? Because
people don't... This generation has become so lazy and filled with people that just don't care.
I really think so.
Yeah, so it's like once you don't care about shit.
Right.
And everyone is on a level of, I'm here and everybody else is down here. Right. Even if they're nobody.
Right.
Like, it's so funny because anytime I go to events, like the one I'm going tonight, I am from Boston and it's a completely different, it's just a different vibe. So when I go to parties like this in LA, it's like you walk in and everybody thinks they're somebody.
Yeah.
Even if they're nobody.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, everyone thinks that they are literally.
That's true, but that's LA, you know?
And it's so weird to me. But when you're in LA in this vicinity and you have a radio station, people think that they're somebody. And if they want to show up late, they're going to fucking show up late.
Yeah.
And they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I don't know if it's because they're somebody. They're not.
No, they think they are.
Yeah.
In their head.
That's true, huh?
Yeah. Either that or just lame and can't set their alarm clock.
Yeah, it's not that. I mean, it's that. Look, it's not that you can't set your alarm clock, right? You're an adult. You can actually do it, right? Mm-hmm. But the fact that you don't do it, right?
Right.
Those people that are late, there's something defective in the fucking personality, you know? It's like, what do you say to someone that I totally get distracted.
Yeah.
By the laugh.
Yeah,
the
no,
studio,
I
right?
You actually threw me off.
That was pretty loud, but you know that sometimes we get that loud too.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but when I hear people laughing, I'm like, I wonder what they're laughing about.
Not that, but it's just that sometimes the voices come through the walls between this studio and the next. And so you can hear if people are really loud and they were laughing. But in fact, today we were going to have a guest and I thought, I don't want to have it when Nina has it because it has a show here in the morning on Wednesdays because we always get loud and I figure her show is very quiet.
I don't feel like we always get loud, Sam.
No, with guests all the time. You put four people in here, it gets loud.
Yeah, four people for sure.
You know, even three. I mean, think about it. Jim was here and we were talking above each other. And
yeah, that's true.
Know, and so that's what happens, you know, over each other's voices and stuff. So What happened is that you if it gets to be a loud conversation, you right. know, and then it seeps through the walls. But so what were we talking about before that? We were talking about like.
I have no idea. You had a thought and then it faded out. And right. honestly, your thought didn't go far enough for me to remember where your thought was going.
Okay. Oh, but the people that are late and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And they can't think of how do I give enough respect to other people that I can at least be there on time. You know what? Don't respect anybody else. Respect yourself. How do you look when you're late? You know, the person that's late can't possibly think they look good.
I hate being late.
Right? And then they're like flustered and everything. You know, they're like hurried. And you go, and apologetic and looking like they're less than, because they are.
Right.
And why would you want to be like that every week, every fucking week? Same thing.
Yeah.
So I don't understand that. And we have a few of those. That makes me crazy, but it'll never stop making me crazy.
I'd rather be early than late.
Because there's no excuse for an adult human being not to be somewhere on time.
Right.
Maybe rarely, not every fucking week. What mm-hmm. is this? Yeah. So a couple more things. You know that we have the San Andreas Fault here in California, right?
Yeah, yep. Okay. I saw the movie.
Right, me too. And so now they're saying that there's a fear. They're finding some new fissures and stuff there, you know, where there's like breaks and faults and other faults, whatever. And they're saying that it could result in an earthquake magnitude of 7 or greater.
Okay, wait.
So they discovered the structure is what they call it that could result in a massive earthquake. So
what are they going to do about it?
Nothing, just to fucking warn us, shit. Ugh. I'm just saying, you know, imagine.
Okay, so if they do have an earthquake.
Right.
Here. Would it hit SoCal?
Of course.
Ugh.
Oh my God, I mean, this will hit all of California. It goes right along the coast, pretty much, you know? No, I know, you look pretty worried.
Yeah, like, that's like one thing I just never want to like. Like, I don't care. Yeah, and I don't care if it's like a whatever, the little small ones that jitter. Like,
right.
Ever since I moved, scary.
I don't want to experience one.
I don't want to look out. I don't want to look outside and see buildings collapsing. Right. I will literally have, and not only that, have that happen when my family's 3,000 miles away.
Right.
Like, I'd rather, if that's going to happen, I need everyone I rock with to be like, we all drinking tequila and we going down together. Like, right. I don't want to be in California by myself in my fucking West Hollywood apartment seeing shit blow up.
Right.
I don't want that.
And it's not even that so much as the aftermath. Think of all, you can't get anywhere.
No.
There's no
And then what
roads.
Do you do? I would pack my bags and I would just get to the airport.
How? There's not going to be a fucking airport. With the big ones, there's going to be a lot of damage. And the safest place will be to be in the air. But
no, it wouldn't. Because even in San Andreas, I feel like planes were just like, boop.
No, come on. What? An earthquake and the plane would fall off the sky?
Yeah, what happens when you run out of fuel after you do circle after circle after circle?
You don't. You fly to another fucking airport, like to Vegas or something, you know?
But wouldn't the San Andreas fault hit Vegas?
It could, yeah. So you fly somewhere else? I don't know. But no, the thing is that it could disrupt fucking everything in this huge city. And it's going to be tough. I mean, just to remember how terrible it is when they just...
And it's like no warning
when
either.
When they just stop the traffic in the middle of the freeway sometimes when there's an accident, right? The cop will drive there and stop everybody.
Right.
Imagine what... I mean, just that.
Well, there would be any highway.
So, exactly.
Your car would just like fall into an abyss.
So what do you do when you can't drive anywhere? That'll be a problem. So, yeah. And even if people drive, imagine the mess you're going to have here. So people are just going to probably try to get out of town, and you're going to have miles and miles and miles of fucking cars. You know, I don't know what the fuck, but you're right. I don't want to be around here when this happens.
No, me neither. And you know what's crazy? In San Andreas, there was no warning.
Right.
Like, no one could buy plane tickets and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because it just happens.
Even if they could, who would? How many would actually be able to get out?
I would get out. I call my dad. My dad, hey, remember that? Remember your daughter who lives in California? I'm going to need you to get her home to Boston.
Well, let me tell you something. In San Francisco, the fucking airport is right on the water. I mean,
it's going
something
down.
Happens, yeah. Yeah, there's
all
no
the
airport.
Planes need to take off at like exactly the same time.
There's no airport.
Yeah. I hate to like joke about it, but it like scares the fuck out of me.
I know. Well, everybody that lives here, I think, goes through the same thing. But sometimes I go to bed at night and I'm thinking, God, everything's just too
good.
Too good.
Yeah,
right?
Like it's too like, hard. Like too you normal. Wake up and it's just like, oh, what a beautiful day. When right. is this? When is like, it's when are good. We going to get reminded that that beautiful day could also be a very, very gloomy one?
Right. Like we have a huge sky above us, you know. What's to keep a fucking missile from flying here?
Yeah,
you know,
that too.
Out loud.
That too. Plus we live in like the largest city. Or well, I live closest to the largest city because I feel like if someone was going to drop a bomb, it would be like in the Hollywood area.
Well, yeah. Los Angeles for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you'd probably be okay.
What, with a nuclear bomb?
No, I mean, damn, we're talking about nuclear. Everyone.
That's what I was thinking. Just a missile is nothing.
Yeah, nuclear bomb is some scary shit, too.
That's what I was thinking. I mean,
I don't want to be around for that either.
Yeah.
When people decide to start doing that shit, I don't want to be around.
Yeah.
Like, just bodies disintegrating? What?
Yeah. I mean, if things were pretty bad, would you just kill yourself?
No. No.
So you'd try to survive as long as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. I would literally try to, like, figure out a way out.
Right. I think that's a human instinct.
Like, I might just stay in my apartment building.
Because I would say, what the fuck kind of life is this now, you know?
I mean, if I ever get eaten
by a wolf or a gang or something.
Yeah, not only that, if you think about it, if we ever had, like, a 8.0 or whatever type of earthquake and Los Angeles was destroyed, life is pretty much not enjoyable at that point. Because, like, what do you do when the city's destroyed?
No, I mean, there's a lot of hardship. I mean, you know, we already had the 1994 here. It wasn't as disruptive, but still, I mean, there was damage.
Yeah.
You know, there were freeways damaged. There were buildings, structures.
How long did it take for them to get it together?
Some of them years. Some of them years, like to rebuild like a parking structure or
right.
something, you know.
Right.
Things like that. Freeways. So, yeah, I mean, it's, yeah. But, you know, when you think about it, almost everywhere you live, there's some kind of a fucking weather or natural disaster.
Yeah, like in the Midwest, it's tornadoes.
Right.
Which, God, that is fucking some scary shit.
And then you have hurricanes in the South.
Yeah.
And you have fucking,
blizzards in the East Coast.
Right.
Or monsoon rainstorms.
Right, and floods and
fire. I mean, I probably would rather sit through a blizzard than an earthquake. Because a blizzard, it's like, okay, yeah, we're stuck in the house. It's cold. We got to use the heat. Right. We might lose power.
But what
power.
About fucking tornadoes that tear off your fucking
no,
roof,
thanks.
You know?
No, and then you got to like hide in the bathtub. But what if the bathtub starts to lift? What are you going to do then? What are you going to do?
Right.
Like, it's just crazy. That movie Twister, shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I'm surprised you haven't heard of Sharknado. Did you look it up yet?
No.
You got to be shitting me.
I didn't even, after that conversation, didn't even cross my mind ever again.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm telling you, it's the biggest thing right now. You're totally not seeing it. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Mm-mm. Selective attention.
Yeah, for sure. So do you, Sam. Let's be serious.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Yeah.
I started watching Rio 2 last night. I guess the story in the beginning is not that great, but I like Jesse Eisenberg, and I also
he's the one that was in Social Network, right?
Right, right, and a lot of other movies.
Yeah,
we
but he's best
that.
Known for that,
right?
But God, he was such a dick in that movie. It literally makes Mark Zuckerberg be like, "You're a dick."
Right, but he's a great actor.
He's really good actor,
and he's a good voice actor too.
Yeah,
and the character is just amazing in Rio. You know, he's called Blue, and
he's like good looking in a weird way.
Yeah, he's a nerd.
Yeah, like he's a dorky good looking. Did you ever see the movie with him and Kristen Stewart? I forget the name of it, but he used to be like a CIA agent.
Yeah,
it was really entertaining. I liked that movie a lot.
So.
I saw it in theaters.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
no, he's
it's
good.
Like a good movie, and I can't remember the name of it.
He was in Now You See Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, in both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and what other movies was he in? I don't remember, but I mean, we can look it up, but we're out of time, so. We'll talk about it some other time, but I'll keep you posted on this. I mean, the animation, the color, the graphics, the
well, I hope Rio is colorful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, Rio is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm watching. I would hope. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Always a pleasure having you here. Thank you for listening. We know you have a choice to listen to a lot of things, but, you know, they invest an hour listening to us. I'm eternally grateful, man. So thank you. Even to the hater that I have who doesn't stop writing me. It's and she's just a man hater.
Well, one hater is better than a thousand.
Right.
And so. The biggest haters are usually the number one fans, too. So
I guess so. She can't stop listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you all, haters and lovers. We appreciate everybody, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.